AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin in Russia signing a pact with Kim Jong-un to provide mutual aid if either country is attacked. Israel gearing up for some sort of action along its northern border, it appears.
Israel's foreign minister warns they're close to, quote, changing the rules of the game against Hezbollah and Lebanon as attacks on both sides of the border, just a few miles north of where we are, continue.
ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge in Israel. Israel's also accusing the U.S. of withholding weapons shipments that it says could, quote, finish the job in Gaza. The House Ethics Committee revealing that it is continuing to investigate Congressman Matt Gaetz over allegations that he engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. A blast of heat and humidity in the Midwest and Northeast has officials urging millions of people to take precautions. And fans are leaving flowers outside the statue of Willie Mays at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Home of the Giants. Mays died last night at the age of 93. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is Juneteenth, which marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in the United States were told they were free. The Juneteenth flag flies over the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison today until sunset. A ceremony yesterday marked the progress Black Americans have made and the challenges they still face. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate actually fell last year. The Republican National Convention is in about a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. After strong opposition from neighbors, a large apartment building is coming to Old Sauk Road. Now, this has been a lengthy process for Stonehouse to get rezoning approval for this project. They'll build a 138-unit apartment building, tearing down a few homes currently there. Neighbors say it'll just be too dense an area with lots of traffic. Resident Jim Baca.
The West Area Plan has stated that the method for dealing with increased traffic is to route this traffic through our neighborhood. I don't understand how a traffic plan should be routed through neighborhoods instead of keeping it on major thoroughfares.
But some say we have to add more housing in Madison, even if it's in their own backyard. Resident Paul Bailey.
I want to live in a city where my children can purchase a house when they grow up. Increasing housing supply is how we keep prices down.
Four common council members opposed the measure, but it still passed. Stonehouse says it'll be done in about 2 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead and held on to beat the Angels in Anaheim 6-3. Toby Myers good on the mound through seven scoreless innings. Christian Yelich with his 200th career home run. And how about Jackson Chourio turning a double into a three-run inside the park Little League home run, top of the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Chourio down the right field line, just over the bag and into the corner it goes. Frelick will score. Sanchez, he's going to score as that ball gets away from Adele. Chourio thinking about home. The throw is late. Chourio in a belly flop. He goes all the way around to score. Three runs are in.
Pat Murphy asked if he knew Chourio could run that fast.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's got that kind of speed. He's got that kind of talent.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers missing a chance to win a Stanley Cup at home. They lost to the Oilers 5-3. The series now moves to Edmonton, with the Panthers still up 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
Currently, 78 degrees. Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks joins us for public service announcement. You can email your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Mr. Chairman, how concerned are you that your candidate's in jail the week of the convention?
We fully expect that he's going to be in Milwaukee and able to accept his nomination.
Okay, but what we talked about this a week ago. You've got a plan for any eventuality. Have you started that process of planning or preparing for the fact that maybe Donald Trump is forced to deliver a speech from someplace like Rikers Island, or maybe pre-record a speech? It's something that you've got to plan for, because no one has any idea what Judge Juan Merchan is going to do in Lower Manhattan on July the 11th.
He could be in Chicago and not Milwaukee. We know that.
Oh, okay. Wait, there's one more.
We will have every contingency covered, but I'm telling you this. We fully expect that he is going to be there in Milwaukee to accept his nomination, and we look forward to it. I think the construction on the arena right now is underway. The last time I was up there last week, it looks absolutely fantastic.
Does it?
And it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for us to roll out his plan for the next 4 years.
Oh, yes, yes. That's a fantastic Project 2025 plan. In your horrible, horrible city of Milwaukee, is that...
Mm-hmm.
This is a conversation we're having in 2024.
It is.
They are planning for a president to give their acceptance speech from Rikers Island.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this is... Okay, all right then. I just wanted to make sure I was in the right timeline.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my milk.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jimmy never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Hand-picked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
I love Milwaukee. Milwaukee, I love it. Milwaukee, Milwaukee. Old Milwaukee beer, the best beer that there is. I don't drink, but I love old Milwaukee. I love the old Milwaukee. I love the Big Dombrowski. That great, great, great baseball movie with Lloyd Bridges. It's a great Milwaukee movie. It's fantastic. I love it. I love it.
By the way, you retweeted Kimberly Johnson saying you'd be wrong to assume your liberal friends know about Project 2025. Many don't. We need to get the word out to everyone. Speaking of
Trump's
plans.
Yeah, there's a John Oliver piece as well.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where we've already normalized a guy inciting a riot into a Capitol and him becoming the nominee. We somehow normalized that. So they keep just pushing and pushing the line to where we're just going to go, yeah, okay. It is insidious. It's slow moving. It's a snake in your garden that's just waiting to get in the house. It's very frightening.
Yeah. You retweeted also, though, the media is finally acknowledging President Biden has not only lowered gas prices significantly, but also refilled our strategic reserve at a net profit. I mean, it is like pushing a boulder up a hill, Carlos, to try and... we were just reading statistics that most Americans think crime has gone up. It's gone way down under President Biden.
Yeah,
I mean,
gone down. Homicide's gone down, yeah.
But, I mean, I guess that's what we can do, our part, that I feel like if we keep saying it enough sometimes, you know, that, like, we just played Daniel Dale. How many was that? He had to fact check. It was one Trump rally. He had to fact check
30
lies, like, right. I mean, it's exhausting. But, you know,
it, more or less than guilty verdicts. It was 30.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. But, I mean, I don't know what else we do to combat this just, you know, fire hose of lies every day that he and the Republican
Party.
Yeah,
it's ironic and kind of sad that if you repeat a lie enough times, people believe it. But if you repeat a truth enough times, people that don't want to believe it don't want to believe it. Yeah. It's you've never been able to disband a cult by telling the truth. And that's the you've got to yank. You've got to sort of physically or spiritually yank them out of it somehow. You know, even when somebody like an Ashley Babbitt gets shot and killed, they're blaming the officer that shot him.
Right.
And this man should be thrown in jail. No, clear warnings. Comply, 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 comply. Yeah. And who put her there in the first place?
Yeah.
Hell, Ron Trump.
I mean, here's... Do I have the breath to read these accomplishments? Yeah. You retweeted Keith Edwards, who said, but what has Biden actually done? And so... The problem is when you list it, it's too right. It's too long.
Boring.
Right? That's what I said. I'm like, okay, I'll just do a little. Inflation Reduction Act, generating $1.7 trillion in U.S. investment. CHIPS Act, created more than 84,000 jobs so far. Infrastructure Investment Jobs Act, started more than 40,000 projects. 201 federal judges who will protect our rights and freedom. Bipartisan Gun Reform, first office of gun violence prevention. Forgave $150 billion in student debt for 4 million plus borrowers. I'm only this much through this entire list of what has Biden accomplished, right? So he's almost like hurt by his own breadth of accomplishment. What do you do about that? How do you communicate?
You know, we talked about this. He's not a dynamic person. He's not a dynamic person in public, and that matters. He's not the guy that's going to be out on the forefront every day selling his product. And unfortunately, Americans need to be sold something. They need somebody that's dynamic. And that's always been the question in this election and an argument here on the show for you and I. But that's part of the problem. You need somebody and Obama was good at that. You know, Obama was good at selling his product.
Yeah.
And we are a consumer nation, so we like to be sold stuff. We don't like to be given facts. It's too boring, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's all just boring competence. Oh, by the way, you supported the sports. You said congratulations to the Celtics from this petty L.A. Clippers fan. That was nice of you. Yeah, I took it. I took some heat for saying go Celtics to Charlie Pierce.
Rightfully so.
Wait, I thought Charlie was a Celtic guy.
He is.
Yeah, I said go Celtics. I was being supportive of my friend
but
Charlie.
LA people called
and then
in
I took a load of from
Lakers fans are so that this is why we root for other teams because Lakers fans like we want it all. You can't have it. We're the best. And then Boston's championships don't count.
Yeah, I got a lot of right. You're a Laker. You're a Laker girl.
Boston, you'll never get there.
I'm a Laker girl. I'm not what? What am I, Paula Abdul? I'm not a Laker. I've been to one Laker game.
They came from Minnesota originally, so there you go.
That's why they're the Lakers.
10,000 lakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Marie in Atlanta, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Marie.
Thanks for taking my call. Carlitos, hola.
Carlitos.
Buen día.
So I called because we have an actual example of what happens when people get rounded up. We have an example right here in Georgia. About 10 years ago, ICE came into the sweet onion farm area. Sweet onions are actually one of the major crops from Georgia,
yum,
as opposed to peaches, which that's South Carolina's gig. Mm-hmm. Anyway, ICE came in, swarmed the fields. Workers who were there legally and perhaps illegally, literally dropped the bags of onions and ran into the woods. Mm-hmm. And the farmers ended up begging ICE not to go down like that because it scared off their workers.
Right.
Well, it's like Bob Seska says. What do you think? What happens when you deport 30 million, you know, agricultural workers? What do you think is going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bye-bye.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm going to have really bad breath at Atlanta Sexy Liberal because I love onions. Oh, my God. I didn't know sweet onions.
Vidalia onions from Vidalia, Georgia.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Vidalia, you got it.
I'm going to breathe all over you in Atlanta Sexy Liberal.
Vidalia onions are so sweet that you could eat them like an apple.
I love that.
Yeah. Maui onions are like that, too. Yeah. Maui onions and those.
Pardon.
And somebody on TikTok was talking about that. It's the design of the rich to pit poor people against other poor people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're stealing your jobs. They're taking your money. While you're hiring them to save money so that you can pit them against other white people
to
gain favor.
How often do we have to have this argument? They're not taking jobs. Americans want.
You don't want that job picking those
crops. This was the, and again, I don't know what polls to believe or not, but you know, someone cited yesterday 62% of Americans want to deport every illegal alien that lives here now. You know, undocumented immigrants, excuse me. But you know what I mean?
Starting with
speeds, first of all, that is practically impossible. And secondly, you know, it's just what they always do. They play to people's worst instincts and xenophobia and you know, they're taking all my stuff.
Well, we talked about it. Obama scared white people. He really did. And a group of religious right Christian nationalists says, we're never going to get that close again. We don't want to be ruled by somebody that doesn't look like us, that doesn't believe like us. We want to go back to what we believe the founding fathers said and just spin it. And this is why all the strong men all over the world, like Kim Jong-un is meeting with Putin and everybody's applauding. And like, people are so afraid of change and evolution, an evolution they claim that doesn't exist. And that's the problem. It's hard to combat fear, and it's easy to win election that's selling fear. That's always been the tactic of Republicans. Zero policy, all fear. They're coming to take your job. Da-da-da-da-da. You're going to take your cars away, your cheeseburgers away.
I'm a hope-meister running through fields of hopium. That's all I'm selling.
That's how we combat it, I guess.
Yeah. Deborah in Denver, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Deb.
Hello, everyone. Oh, I love you all so very much.
I love
you back. I'm so glad to be on the air. I just wanted to suggest that for this weekend's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal show, which I will be attending after I saved up for many, many years in my little sock, and now I have enough money to go. Oh, anyway, I'm going. I wanted to suggest a surprise guest from Denver that you may not have heard of.
Oh.
His name is Kyle Clark, and he's handsome and romantic. He's a wonderful TV journalist, and he moderated the Republican debate.
The debate with Boebert.
Yes, I've seen clips of
Boebert. Yeah. We're bringing you Glenn Kirshner. How's that for
Boebert?
How's that for man meat, handsome and romantic?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And he's an excellent, excellent journalist. He really took Boebert apart took all of her appendages and threw them away.
Yeah, I saw that. We'll bring him with you.
Oh, yeah. He really belongs with us, even though he might not come because he's a straight-laced journalist.
Yeah.
And I admire
We'll loosen him up. All right. We'll see you Saturday,
Deb.
See you Saturday at the Paramount.
You have a tendency to loosen people up.
I do.
Yeah.
I get the stick out of their
ass.
I
mean, he's not as good as Dr. Phil was with Trump. Now, you promise you're not going to be bad and eat your vegetables, right? I just want you to say that here so that my fans can know that I've healed all the bad qualities that you... I cannot believe that bald... goofy, homespun BS crap coming out of that guy's mouth.
Even when it's like him or Hannity trying to set up softballs for Trump, he whiffs them, right?
He's
God.
It's like, speaking of which, I see this is the whole thing they're going to put out there, that if Biden's good in the debate, it's because, of course, he's hopped up on drugs. Yeah, okay.
Which one?
Three. Yes, already
The Joe
that.
Biden that we're talking about tonight, I don't think will be the Joe Biden we're going to see on debate night.
Please.
I think the Joe Biden we see on debate night is going to be the guy that we saw at the State of the Union. He's going to be all hyped up. Hyper-caffeinated, whatever it is. It's interesting that 70% of the country does like the idea of drug testing.
Where'd he go? Sean, come back.
He's going to get into Don Jr.'s cocaine and be all coked up.
We were saying this is the problem with these, you know, what do you call it, cheap fakes, whatever you want to call them. You know, this decrepit, half-dead Biden meme that they keep putting out there is when he shows up, you know, for the State of the Union or the White House Correspondents' Dinner, then they're like, oh, he's on crack.
Right.
He's obviously... You know, so this is what they're trying to set up either way. He's old and befuddled and whatever, or, oh, if he's good, then he's obviously on drugs. I mean,
they're Goldie doxing him, you know. he's either too high, he's either too low, he's not just right. And again, people are starting to glom onto what Tom Kenny told me weeks ago, that FDR was in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter right. somebody's energy per se. If he's getting from country to country, if he's holding meetings with world leaders, if he's trying to do foreign policy, if he's in there negotiating as all the things you listed, the CHIPS Act, the manufacturing, the infrastructure, if he's doing those things, it doesn't matter what his appearance
yeah.
is on some...
Right, right. Here's one more. Hannity with Lara RNC chair, Lara Trump.
I like the idea. They do it to athletes. They do it to horses and horse racing. Why not do it to presidential candidates? I like the idea.
Yeah, I do too.
70% of Americans apparently agree with me. However, what do you expect for the debate?
Yeah, well, this is nothing new, of course. The cards have always been stacked against Donald Trump since the day he came down the escalator to announce he was running for president as a Republican.
What? Look. So how is the deck stacked against him for the debate? I mean, they're going to...
For his whole life, she said.
They're going to, you know, spin this however they can.
Right.
I mean, and plus you're like, oh, is Trump going to take a drug test? Let's see that. I mean, it's just... Anyway. Oh, you're frozen again. Oh,
well,
there you are.
It's just like the elections, right? It's just like, I'm sorry, delayed, no internet, because...
Oh, no.
And saying, all right, are you prepared to be...
All right, let's reboot you. Let's reboot you.
Yes.
You're better when you have leaves in your glasses.
Yes.
Let's go get some foliage in your glasses.
I did some work on my yard, so this is the best I can do. I'll reboot, and I'll come back.
Okay. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Muscles. We love Muscles. Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton.
I showed you my thighs.
Yeah, I did. You know what? Listen, there's no I in team. Eye candy. You got to just, you know, when mama needs you to work it, get up and work those thighs.
All
work
right.
Work it. You better work.
Own it.
In the words of the inimitable, who am I thinking of? Who am I thinking of? RuPaul. Work it.
There you go.
Yeah. He worked
you
it for us.
You better work.
Yeah. What's the point of working as hard as you do in the gym and taking your Power Life High Impact Protein if you aren't going to, you know, work it, show it off?
Sure.
Right? Sell that. Yeah. Let's do it.
You always tell me to wear something tight.
Yeah. Okay. HMB, naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. Tony Horton thought of this after he got shingles and he had to make a comeback. He's 65 now. He looks and feels amazing. You can get it in whey or plant protein mixed with your favorite beverage, one scoop a day. Supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your sidekick. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness, save 30%, and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. What he has got to lose? These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, 1 in 2 adults have high blood pressure. So many of my friends that I know, there's a 50-50 chance that you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their 2-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com, use the code CONTROL to save 20% and get free shipping, or you can text CONTROL to 511-511. They are so sure that 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. So you have nothing to lose. Hurry. Don't wait to get your blood pressure under control. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL to save 20% for this week only. This offer ends this Sunday. Don't delay. Text CONTROL to 511-511. 20% off. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller
to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
With Carlos, we're back. All right, I decided because I don't have the lung power to do all Biden's accomplishments at once, but I'll just, you know, break up the list. Moving on from the last 70 billion, 11 billion, I just said collected $500 billion from millionaire tax cheats. Unemployment below 4% for the longest stretch in 50 years. Added 700,000 construction jobs. Record level of new small business created. Largest ever investment in fighting climate change to cut pollution by 50% in 2030. Issued ruling to cut future methane emissions by 80%. Preserved more than 24 million acres of land for conservation. Renewable energy surpassed coal for the first time ever. Okay, I don't have enough. What am I up to? I've got a lot more to go.
Okay, do you have any oxygen?
None of that fits on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
And we live in the stupidest timeline. Right. All right.
Well,
go ahead, Carlos.
No, hopefully they'll address that in the debates, you know, when they're talking about credentials before the candidates start to speak. And thank God they're going to cut Trump's mic. But hopefully they can, like, list some of Biden's accomplishments and ask Trump, what do you think of that? Or why are you taking credit for this? Or why are Republicans taking credit for infrastructure in their states when they voted against it? Why do you think that is?
I mean, I do feel like people are saying it's too late for him to back out now. But, man, I can see why people still think he might, you know, come up with some excuse. Because like these Trump-friendly CEOs just said, he has no idea what he's talking about on any subject. And they want to vote for him.
Right. He's just going to bring the whole shark thing in there. There was a shark. And the sharks and the batteries, the battery-powered shark and the Energizer Bunny, they're on a hill. They go into a bar. It's a great joke. The visions of the Saudis and the... Yeah.
Anita.
And getting back to what I said, Bannon was already making speeches like, are you prepared to basically use violence because you know the Democrats are going to steal this election? So it's the same rhetoric that Hannity loses for the debate. Mm-hmm. If we lose, it's rigged.
Right.
We lose,
well, they're already
priming
them. Yeah, absolutely.
It is the most beta male thing that these so-called alpha male people can do.
Yeah.
If we lose, it's not fair. You cheated. No, you freaking lost, man. Yep.
Anita in San Antonio, real quick. You're on with Carlos.
Yes, I think President Biden should call Donald Trump's bluff on the drug test.
Yeah.
Let Donald Trump take a drug test.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I think he's probably always on drugs, at least for his rallies and for sure at the debate, because it's always projection, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ask him. We're having Noel Kessler on, Anita, shortly. And, he, I mean, everyone knew on the set of The Apprentice, you know, that he that there was a... All right. We'll talk more about that. Coffee with Carlos on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. The idea that non-citizens get to vote for president is not only untrue, but good government groups say falsehoods like that plant dangerous seeds of doubt about American elections.
Non-citizens are already not legally allowed to vote in federal elections. This has been the case through American history, and it was codified into American law in 1996.
David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Local police are asking people not to use gel blaster guns in public. If you've never seen one, they're sort of like Nerf guns, but instead of foam, they shoot these small gel pellets. They can cause welts if you're hit with them. Sun Prairie police say they're responding to more and more incidents where these gel blaster guns are used in fights, sometimes even hurting passersby, and using them is against Sun Prairie city ordinances. They're widely available online. The department asks parents to talk to their kids about them and not buy them as toys for their children. And it's a tough week for families who rely on the River Food Pantry. They had to close the pantry yesterday. Their air conditioning broke, and it was just too hot to operate without it, especially when you're talking about storing fresh food. Today, they're closed again to mark Juneteenth. They hope to open again with restored air conditioning tomorrow. The river is the area's busiest food pantry. They feed over 2,500 people every week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
It's 79 degrees right now.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
And the Ad Council.
You said
said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive that he will go after, however he has to, through the IRS, maybe, or even, or through sponsors to get us off the air, maybe, or you.
Yeah.
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country.
Amen. Well, we'll be in the same camp with Rachel Maddow and Joy Behar, so that'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, although Joy can't come in the Electric Lesbian Zoo with me and Rachel.
Well, she might want to join you.
She might visit.
You never
know. Rachel will make drinks.
She might come feed us. What?
Rachel will make drinks.
Exactly.
I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans. So I can use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies and I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a good system for anybody. And I don't think anybody's safe if that's the sort of basis on which he wants to get more
power. Remember when Nixon had an enemies list? That was a proud moment for a lot of people if they were on the enemies list. Maybe we need to turn it around like that.
Yeah.
Except in this, everybody needs
it's the enemies list, but less funny. What?
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be a De Niro. I'm on your enemies list. Good. You mother, you son of a. Put me on your freaking moron. Put me on your stupid list.
Everyone needs to embrace their inner De Niro. You are correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
One last, Matto.
Well, I think that if he decides that he's going to go after you or me or anybody who's well known, we have resources, we'll likely be fine. But I think there's a pattern where he picks out individual people and effectively terrorizes them.
Yes,
Stormy Daniels wearing a bulletproof vest to get into the courthouse.
When,
right?
Once you have political violence, you have fascism following that.
Yep, amen. Absolutely. You know what, Carlos, this is where I am protected in my cloak of mediocrity. They're going to come for the big names way before us.
Yeah, we're fine. We can swim in the shallow end forever.
Yes, Jody Hamilton, yes.
Apparently, John McGuire is claiming victory as of this moment in the Virginia House 5 Republican primary against Bob Good.
Oh. Is that good or bad?
The Trumper, the guy that Trump endorsed.
It's always like Ebola versus leprosy.
He only has a 342 vote lead at the moment, so it's too close to call.
So the Trumpy guy.
Bob Good is the one that Trump threw under the bus, even though he went to with the four treasons in his red tie to go suck up to Trump outside his
trial. He's not Trumpy enough. The other Trumpy guy.
He was more Trumpy than, Bob Good, not good enough.
But this is a Republican primary, and the wing nuts usually come out for those while the same people come out from the general.
So the wingier nut won, apparently.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Carlos, let me just find the lung power to finish this list of accomplishments that you posted that is too boring to read the entire thing all at once that Joe Biden has accomplished. Cap prescription drug prices for seniors and insulin at $35. Expanded veterans health care through the PACT Act. Expanded overtime for employees making under $55,000 a year. Signed the Respect for Marriage Act. Approved over-the-counter birth control for the first time. Reformed the Electoral Count Act to prevent another January 6th. Pardoned thousands of people convicted of marijuana possession, required cash refunds for canceled flights, connected 10 million households to Wi-Fi, funded 14,000 mental health professionals in schools. Okay.
Boring.
As our friend Joanne Worley.
Boring.
I actually had to have Joanne Worley record that because Joe Biden's competence is so
boring.
But he refused to dance during a Juneteenth celebration.
Meanwhile, we played, I don't know how many minutes that was, of Daniel Dale fact-checking one Trump rally.
3 minutes.
Yes. David Frum, I think, did the same thing when Trump went to Detroit. He went through his usual spiel about how Detroit was overrun with crime and poverty. He alone can fix it. Blah, 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 blah. David Frum said Trump's rhetoric is at odds with reality. The city has actually been undergoing something of a renaissance. He said in 2023, the city's population grew for the first time since 1957. Crime in the city plunged, double-digit drops in carjackings and shootings, the fewest homicides since 1966. Home prices rose faster than any other city in the nation, surpassing the annual gain of more than 8% set by the previous front-runner, Miami.
May I say, Stephanie, that we were there in 2021 in October. My girls were doing a commercial for Rocket Mortgage, corporate headquarters.
Oh,
the Little Caesars.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, and we stayed at the Shinola Hotel in downtown Detroit.
And yes, there has been a lot of beautifying of the downtown Detroit area. It's really wonderful to walk around. And I would concur with that study that says
I'm saving this
better in Detroit.
For Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons tomorrow, because she can, yes.
And by the way, Trump found all the white people in Detroit and extracted them for his little rally.
Right.
I mean, how can you make a rally in Detroit be so white?
It's at a black church. I mean, did they not think we have cameras?
Right. Like,
it's just, God. Okay. All right. Craig in Arkansas with a Carlos request. Hello, Craig.
Yes. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, I was going to ask if maybe Carlos could act like Michael Buffer at a, you know, like a heavyweight fight and introduce the combatants. The challenger usually goes first. And I love the idea of a drug test for both candidates, but sure. There's always a way in. And so
I get Michael Buffer mixed up with his brother who does UFC. Do you want the UFC or do you want the other guy?
Michael Buffer's the one that's very litigious.
Yes. So we can't do any trademark.
No, the brother is, it's time!
Okay.
Don't say let's get ready to go.
New York via Mar-a-Lago with 34 felonies and 40 more to go. He's the liar. He's the insurrectionist. Donald.
I like it. I like it.
Yay.
Don't play jock cams. I think that's trademarked that.
I want to say Brian Buffer, but that's not right. I watch UFC. I should know the name. It's Michael Buffer's. I think that is.
I spent a morning riding around with Michael Buffer in a limo.
Oh, did you?
In Palm Springs. Yes, he's very nice.
Yes, when Michael. He deserted you out in the desert.
Yes. He's a very nice man.
Oh. Has he ever used a dating app? Has he ever said, let's get ready to bumble?
Oh, man. That was really doughy.
Well. Paul in Seattle. I brought it just now.
Yeah.
Paul in Seattle. Oh, the light went out in my Easy Bake joke oven.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Paul in Seattle. You're on with Carlos.
Oh, hello. I think it's interesting that the MAGA right all but concede that if undocumented aliens and non-citizens could vote, they'd all vote for Democrats because the Republican Party has nothing to offer them or anyone else.
Yep. Here's like where, Carlos, it is a solid wall of lies that we are dealing with. Did I save this story? I don't remember.
I think
on Fox News, they were, talking about Democrats are handing out, voting card to illegals, something just completely untrue.
You can't vote if you're a non-citizen.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. But this is the kind of fear-mongering that goes on constantly, and then you wonder why you see this polling saying, most Americans want to deport all undocumented immigrants. Because Fox News puts that out constantly. Like, oh, they're registering all these illegal, they're all going to vote. And as Jody said, no.
They're going to the edge of the flat earth, and they're reaching underneath the earth, underneath the flat part, and they're getting all the aliens, and they're teaching them how to vote. And then they're going, and they vote, and they shove them off the end of the flat earth, and back they go. That's how it works, right by the trucks and the batteries.
The other thing is, has this myth not exploded yet that Trump is a good businessman? How can you have this many failed businesses, bankruptcies, fraud convictions, and people still go, the economy will be better, he'll do good, Trump media stock is, of course, tanking after reaching $74 a share after the stock became public. Shares of Trump media continue to plummet after Trump's criminal convictions. You can just keep going with that. The stock is down another 12% today, valued at $30. Stock is down 23% over the last 5 days, 36% over the past month. Trump hired former Congressman Devin Nunes to serve as CEO of the company. His experience prior to Congress was running a dairy business.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yes,
and his previous experience is suing a Twitter cow and losing, as I recall.
Hey,
yeah.
Get away from there, Sarah.
The cow, the cow. The cow, the cow, the cow. The cow, the cow, the cow. The cow, the cow.
This trip, that psycho, Devin Nunes, that white dope. This one for that rat snake, that Trump butt boy, that snowflake. Crying. Getting all up in that Twitter. Got a lawsuit, got a screw loose. Gonna sue that cow, so silly. So dumb, so
face on that Twitter man.
He's not smart.
Look at smart. And that mean old cow is just breaking his heart.
I'm not smart.
Hot damn. Say his name. He's just a dumb brain fart. Brain fart.
Brain fart.
He's about that Fox News money. Break it down. Nunez cow. Hallelujah. Nunez cow. Hallelujah. Nunez cow. Hallelujah. That Twitterverse gonna get down. Give it to you.
That Twitterverse gonna get down.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite all-time Rocky Mountain Mike hits.
Yeah.
I just love this story, though, Carlos. It says, no doubt Devin Nunes is feeling the brunt of Trump's wrath as he continues to watch his latest scheme to make billions quickly evaporate. All they can hope for now is that enough suckers and losers sitting on stock continue to do so until Trump and Nunes are able to cash out. This is how all his scams go. Mm-hmm. The Trump-Nunes plan here should seem pretty obvious to anyone who isn't a MAGA cultist. They're going to cash out a month before the election. Then if Trump wins, he'll bring Nunes with him as White House chief of staff. They'll both return to Twitter, let Junior take over the company as it falls apart to a penny stock on the way to bankruptcy. They just have to fool enough people long enough to pull it off. I mean, so far when we keep saying how long does this grift go on, I guess forever. You know.
Yeah, as long, there's a sucker born every minute.
Yep.
That's what MAGA is, unfortunately, being manipulated.
Right.
It's people that with no psychological development that still want a strong daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like what religion is.
Yeah. And meanwhile, speaking of the real grift, Jamie Raskin, among others, is talking about Jared Kushner after we're done with this Hunter Biden BS.
The founders of the country put it right in the Constitution. Neither the president nor members of Congress nor anybody else in federal office can receive any kind of payment, emolument, which means just money, an office or a title or a present from a king, a prince, a foreign state of any kind, whatever. Jared Kushner comes back with $2 billion from Saudi Arabia after being the Middle East point guy. Mm-hmm. And so that creates a huge constitutional, ethical, and political.
Yeah, thank you. How many times can we say this, that Hunter Biden was not in the government?
Thank you.
Right.
Didn't affect any policy? He didn't? Okay. One more. Jamie Raskin, real quick.
To investigate it, and we need legislation to make sure that people are not turning our government into the kind of government that Putin's got in Russia or Orban's got in Hungary, which is basically a criminal state. Hunter Biden never worked for the federal government, and he never made any deals with foreign governments. And he has gone through a federal trial under the U.S. Department of Justice. So if the DOJ is weaponized against anybody, it looks more like Democrats. There's a Democratic congressman in Texas, a Democratic senator in Jersey, Hunter Biden. But nobody's whining about that. Nobody's complaining about it because our party believes in the rule of law and the system of justice we've got.
There you go.
Meanwhile, they get Hunter Biden on a BS gun charge no one ever gets prosecuted
for.
Republicans don't want any gun laws. In the meantime, GOP senator blocks Democratic bill to ban bump stocks.
Yep.
I mean, they're just, they're a pack of hypocrites.
Hey, man, because Las Vegas wasn't enough.
Yep.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, exactly. Ugh. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Binkity, binkity, binkity. Yeah, right in there. It's hikey, hikey day. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whether I'm biking, whether I'm hiking, whether I'm lifting weights, they're not girl weights.
Yeah.
Chris.
They're pink.
Yes,
only one pair is pink.
All right, man, that's sexism.
All right, Morning Kick is a strawberry lemonade. First of all, it's delicious. I'm not good at drinking regular water. It's just, I don't know, there's no taste in there. I get a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, and I get 10 supplements in one. And I'm not talking just ashwagandha. It's weird. Jody just has that conch with her all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's a probiotics, prebiotics, you name it. There's stuff in there to support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel youthful. It has been a game changer for me. I love it. I love the taste. It helps me feel better, gain energy, enhance my overall well-being. Do it with Mama.
Do it.
RoundhouseProvisions.com.
And Stephanie.
Type in the code Stephanie. Yes, thank you. Or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Stephanie Miller.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive, dropping soon. Take control today.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it.
Stephanie Miller.
Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Let me rock it. Rock it.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Coffee with Carlos Alzraki. If you listen, if you're mourning the closing of the Arby's in Hollywood, there is still something fun to do in L.A. Tomorrow, Thursday, Carlos will be at Comedy at the Odyssey, correct?
Oh. Yes, we have the jokes.
So over there in Sepulveda. So check it out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, with many great comics, including my friend Gene Pompa.
Okay.
So, and by the way, that product that you just advertised, I think your favorite flavor in Spanish, the Spaniards would say, oh, my God, they have estroberi.
Estrawberry.
Oh, estrawberry, que rica.
The strawberry is particularly delicious.
It
thank
is.
You.
It
yes.
Estrawberry, estrawberry. Hey, Copa America comes this Thursday. Argentina versus Canada. U.S. plays on Sunday versus Bolivia. Right now, the Euros are going. We have all kinds of sports, and an RIP to the best baseball player
yes.
ever played.
Yes, Willie Mays.
Willie Mays.
Say hey, yeah. Willie. Yeah. Yeah, 93. Wow, yeah. Wow. So we've been talking about this all morning, but President Biden announced a new executive order that will shield hundreds of thousands of immigrants married to U.S. citizens from being deported. Some 490,000 people who have lived in the country
Good
for
luck.
At least 10
Good
years.
For you, Melania.
Will become eligible to apply for parole in place, meaning they can remain in the U.S. and receive work permits. Of course, odious reptilian Stephen Miller took to Twitter to say, big news, Biden to announce an unconstitutional executive amnesty for illegal aliens during border invasion and in the aftermath of multiple gruesome rapes and murders of Americans at the hand of Biden-freed illegals. I mean, this is, I know they run this play every time, but it's just this horrible racist fear-mongering. And anyway.
That guy definitely pays for pleasure. There's just no way. That guy is a hideous lizard man. Oh, God, he's gross.
He's gross.
He makes Bannon look handsome.
Right? Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Bill and Joyzy, you're on with Carlos. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to remind everybody that the Pope is 83 years old and he has 1.4 billion parishioners, and all popes have been old, so that shouldn't make a difference. The other thing
and he's Argentinian.
Yes, he is.
In terms of fighting fire with fire, remember after Citizens United, the Democrats said, we're not going to take corporate money? Well, we had to in order to fight the Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
and this is why this dream of a fantasy third-party candidate who's not going to be corporate owned or whatever, it's not going to happen because you can't win elections because you didn't vote for Al Gore.
Yeah.
We got Citizens United.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a unilateral disarmament, right? I mean, you can't go like, oh, okay, because they never fight fair. You just can't. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Carlos.
Hi, Kevin.
Good morning. Long time no talk to Carlos.
Good to see you.
I just wanted to say a quick thing. It frustrates me. I just saw the picture of President Biden's face when he hugged his son, hours later after the verdict.
Yeah.
And I see the pain in his face, and yet, just since that time, and you chronicle all the things he's done since then, that's why it so infuriates me. I mean, I was a basket case. You always feel scattered when your loved one is going through. I was a basket case when I was taking care of my dad. And I had far less things to have to worry about than Biden did. So how anyone, once again, reason number 5,450,000, that this man can function the way he does while worrying about his son, and somebody even considering voting for someone who literally can't say a sentence without sounding like a moron, is just distressing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And by the way, you know, we were talking about the debate, Carlos. And of course, the headline is Trump will use debate to hit Biden in the gut with personal attacks, because of course he will. The only thing that concerns me about the debate is all Trump has to do is act like a D. It's like, that's what he doesn't really debate. He doesn't really talk about any issues. You know, as Chris always says, it's always about owning the libs. Mm-hmm. It's just about acting like a big bag of D's. I mean,
But he does, the one thing he does risk, he's not going to lose any followers no matter what he says or does. But the one thing he does risk is losing more independents.
Yeah.
Following the verdict, you know, the polls have swung like by 14% mm-hmm. after the verdict. So he risks further alienating any element of sanity that is left in the Republican Party and or independent voters. So
Amen.
Have at it. Give it a shot.
Yep. Follow Carlos on the socials. Go see him live.
Yep.
Thursday night, Odyssey Theater, 8 o'clock.
Tomorrow
night. The Porvera and Olympic. Estrawberry.
Estrawberry.
We love you, Carlos. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we come to you live from Baraboo, Wisconsin for Juneteenth. Our friend and colleague Earl Ingram joins us. You don't want to miss it. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.